Good morning and welcome to Hope United Methodist Church. A few announcements for you before we begin our time of worship this morning. First, please note that I am having outdoor office hours each week from 9 until 12 every Wednesday. This week, I will be here at Hope Main Campus in the parking lot under a tent, and I will alternate every week. So then the week after, I'll be at Hathaway, which is where I was this past Wednesday. So this will also be in an email if you want to track me down. But just note that this week from 9 until 12 on Wednesday, I'll be right here in the parking lot under a tent if you want to come visit. Also, we're going to have drive-through communion on September the 6th. So please put that on your calendar. What that means is that I will be here at Main Campus from 12 to 2 in the tent under the parking lot. And I'll ask you to enter in off of Center Road, follow the parking lot around where I will be under the tent with communion for you. Please as well note that thank you for all of your survey responses. They've been very helpful, but we request that you look for a follow-up survey with some follow-up questions to help us better plan how to safely return in person and know what our comfort level is around various things associated with that. And finally, please remember that both our weekly meal on Wednesdays and our Zoom Bible study continues. If you want any more information about that, please reach out to the office or myself, and we can get that to you. Now, let us take a deep breath and prepare our hearts, our minds, and souls for worship as we listen to our prelude.
Call to worship. Strength is commanding the wind and sea to obey. Strength is wielding a slingshot in the face of a raging giant. Strength is accepting vulnerability from inside the boat. Strength is standing in solidarity with the powerless. Strength is turning a cheek. Strength is loving an enemy. We come to worship a God who redefines our vision of strength. Amen.
Blow me the boat sailing at sea, tossed on a cold stormy night, crew of the sea which seems so high. This single ship sailed the
As we gather now for our time of prayer, would you join me in our unison prayer? The worst storms, Jesus, are the ones caused by our fear. When we grow afraid of losing our power, or we grow suspicious of the power of others, when we refuse to acknowledge your mysterious authority. Yet it's in the storm that we find our capacity to love. In releasing our weak claim to power and opening to your reign, we discover a new way of seeing ourselves as called and useful and beloved, and the other, whoever they may be, as dignified and precious and beloved. Here in the storm, Jesus, we need you and we need each other, and the love you give us to share. Lead us through sacrifice and self-giving to peace and calm, if only we will loose our hold on fear. Amen. Let us now have a time of silent prayer. Lord, we gather this day in the midst of this storm and ask that you would be in this boat with us, not only with us, but within us, to help sustain and guide us during this time of uncertainty and fear and unknown when we are at a loss. We lift up many things to you, and especially we lift up Jonathan, Caden and Carmelo, Rocky, Jay, and Mary Alice. Lord, be with all those who are struggling. Be with those who are lost. Be with those who are floundering, and be with us as we tackle each new day in this storm, no matter how much the boat may be rocking. Be with us as Christ was with the disciples in the storm, and help us remember that through prayer, we may be one and may be closer to you. May you be with us and help us to calm the storm, that we may be able to see what lies before us. And so we join in that prayer that you taught us as we look to the future, and we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory forever. Amen. Good morning, kids, and welcome to our children's moment for today. Hope you're enjoying your weekend and that everything is going well. We're out here in the backyard where I built a swing set earlier for Nora to read a book. Today we're talking about stories from the ship, and so we're talking about a lot of stuff that's been going on in our world and how we might be feeling about that. And so I want to read a book to you called The Color Monster, because it deals with our emotions, and I think it's helpful for us sometimes to talk about our emotions and learn that it's okay to have different ones, and how do we deal and how do we feel with them. So, this is The Color Monster. Today he woke up feeling confused, and he doesn't know why. Are you all mixed up again, Color Monster? Your emotions don't work well when they're all jumbled up. You should try to separate them and put each one in its own jar. If you'd like, I can help you. Let's try to make sense of how you feel. See, she's taking him off. All these different emotions flowing behind him. This is happiness. It shines yellow like the sun and twinkles like the stars. When you're happy, you laugh and jump and dance and play. You want to share your happiness with everyone. This is sadness. It is lonely and blue like a rainy day. It washes over you like the sea. When you're sad, you hide and want to be alone. You don't want to do anything except maybe cry. And it's okay to cry, Color Monster. This is anger. It burns red like a fire and is hard to stamp out. When you're angry, life can feel unfair. Sometimes you want to take your anger out on others, but I'll be nice to you, Color Monster, and your anger will disappear. This is fear. It hides and runs away like a mouse in the night. When you're afraid, you feel tiny. You think you don't have the courage to face the gray shadows, but I can help you find your way. This is calm. It is quiet like the trees and as light as green leaves swaying in the wind. When you're calm, you breathe slowly and deeply. You feel at peace. Now you can rest, Color Monster. All your feelings are in the right place. See, don't you feel much better? Uh-oh, I see you're feeling something new. You look different, Color Monster. Tell me, how do you feel now? It's pink and there's hearts. Not sure exactly how he feels. And sometimes we don't know how we feel. We have a lot of emotions like the Color Monster, and they can be hard to sift out. But it's worth the work, and it's worth talking to our parents and our friends and our family to try and sort our emotions out when we have a lot of different feelings, because it's okay to have those feelings. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to be calm. And it's okay to have stuff we're not sure about, especially in times like these where everything seems to be different than it used to be. But together, it's okay to have emotions. It's okay to figure out our emotions. And it's okay when all of that feels overwhelming to just take a minute and sit and, like the little girl helped the color monster, sift through how we're feeling and see what's really going on. Let's get back to worship.
Lesson 1, Common English Bible, Psalms 138. I give thanks to you with all my heart, Lord. I sing your praise before all other gods. I bow towards your holy temple and thank your name for your law, love, and faithfulness, because you have made your name and word greater than everything else. On the day I cried out, you answered me. You encouraged me with inner strength. Let all the earth rulers give thanks to you, Lord. When they hear what you say, let them sing about the Lord's way, because the Lord's glory is so great. Even though the Lord is high, he can still see the lowly, but God keeps his distance from the arrogant. Whenever I am in deep trouble, you make me live again. You send your power against my enemy's wrath. You save me with your strong hand. The Lord will do all this for my sake. Your faithful love lasts forever, Lord. Don't let go of what your hands have made. Amen.
Our second lesson for today comes from the Gospel according to Mark, the 4th chapter, verses 35 through 41. Later that day, when evening came, Jesus said to them, "Let's cross over to the other side of the lake." They left the crowd and took him in the boat just as he was. Other boats followed along. Gale force winds arose and waves crashed against the boat so that the boat was swamped. But Jesus was in the rear of the boat, sleeping on a pillow. They woke him up and said, "Teacher, don't you care that we're drowning?" He got up and gave orders to the wind, and he said to the lake, "Silence, be still." The wind settled down, and there was a great calm, and Jesus asked them, "Why are you frightened? Don't you have faith yet?" Overcome with awe, they said to each other, "Who then is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him." This is the word of God for all people. Thanks be to God. The times that we find ourselves in now feel like a sudden storm. Just as the disciples encountered a storm when out on the lake. We, by all appearances, were going pretty normal with our year, when suddenly the pandemic hit and everything was different. The disciples were doing something that they would have been very familiar with, being in a boat. We know that James and John and Peter and Andrew were fishermen. They would have been accustomed to being in a boat, being on a body of water, sailing it, winds, things of that nature. And yet, here the storm comes up so quickly, and the waves are so tall, and the wind is so fierce that they are worried that they are going to drown. And so they wake Jesus up. Now, I love the image of Jesus sleeping through the storm in the back of a boat. The boat is tossing and turning, and he is just trying to take a nap. And the world and his disciples don't want to let that happen. The disciples then have their faith questioned by Jesus, where he says, don't you have faith yet? Why are you frightened? As if he wouldn't understand why they are frightened. The boat is being swamped. They are used to being in boats, and yet this is new, and so shouldn't they be frightened? And there's something so calming yet odd about the way he asks them, "Why are you frightened?" They do not yet know who he is, and in Mark's gospel, the messianic nature of Christ is often held as a secret until the time is right. So he hopes that they have figured out who he is, but he has not told them, but they have been with him, so they should at least have some hints about exactly who Christ is. And yet, in the midst of an unforeseen and sudden storm, their hearts waver and they are afraid. We talked about emotions a little bit in our children's moment, and I think it's because we need to talk about that right now, because all of us have been caught up in this sudden storm, whether we talk about the pandemic or just something else that has come up in our life, a sudden hardship, a sudden tragedy. When a sudden storm hits us, it can cause us to feel so many things and to feel so off kilter that we may not even know where to turn and what to do. So naturally, as a disciple, we would think, I would turn to Jesus. And so why is it that when the disciples run to Jesus, he says, "Why are you frightened? Don't you have any faith?" We would think that he would say something like, "All shall be well, I am with you." But it's almost as if he's implying, "All shall be well, I am with you," by asking them, why are they afraid? He's trying to help the disciples understand the nature of faith, which is that no matter what situation we are in, no matter what sudden storm arises and causes our heart to waver, if we have faith, we remember that Christ is with us and is watching out for us. Now, that doesn't always mean that it's in the way we would like, the way we expect, but it means that he is with us. And so right now, we find ourselves in a season of storm. And I myself have been caught up in it just like the rest of us. I have found myself frustrated and angry at the state of our country, the state of our world, the way that things have been shifted and upheaved amongst us because of this pandemic. It has not made me to be my best self. I have responded to things with frustration and anger. There have been times where I have been anything but prayerful. And yet, when I take a moment and take a breath, when I allow myself to be centered and prayerful, I remember, realize, and find Jesus there with me in the midst of this storm. And he says to me, "Why are you frightened?" And I say, "Well, Jesus, things look a little rough right now." And he says, "Don't you have faith?" Because I am afraid. I am afraid for the church. We are disconnected from one another. Online worship certainly is better than no worship, but I know that it is not the same. And yet I am also not one to rush recklessly and headlong back into in-person worship, lest we find ourselves causing harm to someone by getting them seriously ill. But I am afraid of what this may do to us, this disconnectedness that we experience. And I struggle with it. I struggle with it as I give this sermon now. Preaching to my phone as it records this video, I struggle because it is not the same. But then I remember something. The disciples don't yet realize that nothing is the same, because Christ has come. And so he says to them in the midst of this storm, "Why are you frightened? Don't you have faith?" I think what he's trying to say is, do you not understand that I have come and I am with you, and nothing is going to be the way it was. Things will be turned upside down, but I and you with me can overcome that. Your fear can be overcome with faith. Like the color monster in our book we read in our children's moment, we have many emotions. And yet, when we are prayerful and discerning, we can sort those emotions out and realize what causes them. Our fear and our anger, our sadness, our happiness, our sense of calm, our love, our hesitancy, our frustration, all of them do not mean that we are alone. They are part of who we are, and Christ is with us no matter what kind of storm we are caught up in, and no matter what emotions we are feeling, he is with us. And if we have faith, not that things would be perfect or that things would be the way they were, but if we have faith that in all that we do, Christ is and will be with us, and we can overcome anything, any obstacle in our path, not that it won't be difficult, we know that we can endure and persevere. A sudden storm and a wavering heart do not mean that we are bad disciples. It merely means that we are human and that we have work to do, but it also reminds us that we have been called, equipped, guided, and watched out for in that work by Jesus Christ, who is with us no matter what storm we face. And so I give thanks that even though the boat is rocking and the waves are high, Christ is with me. I give thanks that even though I have been frustrated and angry and sad and scared and worried and unsure and uncertain, God is with and within me, challenging me to grow, be better, and holding me up in the face of this storm. And God is with you in the face of this storm. The ship is threatened and the waves are high, but my story to you is that it's okay to be afraid as I have been afraid, and it's okay to be frustrated as I have been frustrated, as long as we are a discerning people of faith who use those moments where we have fallen short to grow, and who use our faith and relationship with God to be and do better the next time and each and every day after. So may you know that no matter what kind of storm we are in, be it sudden or not, God is with and within us each and every day. And nothing can take that away. Amen. Let us join in our next hymn.
Stop my way, thou who save and Paul and Silas, stand by me.
gather now for our service of offertory, and we place our gifts here upon the altar and with our spirits upon the altar from wherever we may be. I ask that you join with me in a moment of silence and offering reflection. And now let us join in our doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, even heroes. Praise for the Son.
Let us join in our unison prayer. O God, we recognize that we have been blessed with great abundance. In offering these gifts, may we be strengthened to proclaim your faithfulness and your salvation this day and always. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. As you prepare now to go back out into the world, may you know that it's okay to be on a ship in a storm. It's okay to have the boat be rocking underneath you and to feel uncertain and insecure. And may you know that it's okay to wrestle with all of that and to use this as a time of growth and reflection, and also as a time to learn more about ourselves. May you have the courage to know that no matter what kind of storm we are in, God is with us. And no matter how we respond to that storm, God will be with us, strengthening us evermore to grow as disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us join in our benediction response.
God be with you till we meet again. Neath His wings securely hide you. Daily meadows still grow.